Roberta didn't come up and do the presentation when she's got more experience.
She would probably have done a better job with it.
Got more experience in the zoning business than anybody I know. Used to be the town manager of Dilmer.
Oh, okay.
See ya. Next application is case number 11389. The application listed to be Richard E. Tucker, requesting a, are located southwest of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, 2,400 feet northwest of Route 389 Dickerson Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 18, parcel 61.02. Requesting a special use exception operated daycare facility at the Bayside Chapel. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns. The young lady just gave us a copy of a letter from Bayside Chapel, which I'll pass down for the record for the members. And we also received a letter from Richard Tucker, which is short, so I'll read it just for the record. We could only have one copy. We at Weedsville Industrial Park Incorporated approved the variance solicited by Bayside Chapel to start their after-school program. As attendees of Bayside ourselves, we also affirm their vision to minister and share God's love to the local community. Providing an after-school program at Bayside Chapel allows children in Lower Sussex County to have a safe and positive enrolled environment to come to after school instead of being home by themselves. We affirm this initiative by Bayside and feel it will offer no hindrance to any businesses in our industrial park or the surrounding community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Sharon Gump from 121 East 3rd Street, Wyoming, Delaware.
You are?
I'm Reverend James Amos Penuel III, 41 Nottingham Lane, Berlin, Maryland.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Reverend Jim Penuel. I'm pastor of Bayside Chapel, located on Lighthouse Road, 38288 London Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware. We are requesting a special use exception to add an after-school program component to Bayside Chapel. The component is to be added within the current structure known as Bayside. One of the missions of the church is to provide outreach to the community and to the children within the community. In this area, Bayside feels that there's a need to provide a safe harbor for the children in this area during after-school hours. The children served from this will be Philip C. Schall Elementary School and the Southern Delaware School of the Arts. Kimberly Law Taylor, Indian River School District Special Outreach Services Coordinator and Seasons of Respect Facilitator, is both a Bayside Chapel member and the school district contact aide with this outreach. The Indian River School District already provides bus transportation on Lighthouse Road. Thus, the children served will have safe transportation to Bayside Chapel.
I'm Sharon Gump. I'm from Boys and Girls Club. I would be the one leading the project. We have already filed applications as we're governed under Office of Child Care Licensing with the State Fire Marshal, with DENREC, and the Office of Water, and for a pending zoning application with you. What we would like to do is, starting next school year, have after-school component. The kids would be bused, dropped off at Bayside Chapel, provide a service from 3 to 6. Within that service, they come in, they have a supper. They have homework assistance, tutoring, they do enrichment activities, they have physical play. We would also like to carry this forward into the summertime, offer those same children or any children that need care from 7 o'clock in the morning until 6 at night with the same format, structured daily activities, clear from 7 until 6.
Okay.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
In the summertime, 3 o'clock, whenever school was released, probably they would get there on the bus by 3:30. The parents would pick them up at 6 o'clock during the school year.
So during the school year, it'd only be from 3 to 6.
Okay. On any in-service days where the school would be closed, and we could still provide care, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, those kind of days, we would offer the children and the families care from 7 to 6 on those days as well. Usually comes out to about 11 or 13 extra days during the school year where they'd have full day care.
Okay. We'll see. Is there any questions, any further questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
The ages of, you're probably...
These would be school-aged children. They would be from kindergarten to fifth grade, from 5 to 11, 5 to 10.
5 to 11, 5 to 10. How many children are you looking at?
We're looking at serving a maximum of 30 children.
30? I assume you have plenty of parking. It's a church, right?
So yes, sir.
Plenty of parking. And I you can make the statement to you don't feel that this, with all these children and what you're going to do with the bus coming up there and everything, will have substantial effect on the neighborhood?
No, sir. No, sir. It's predominantly farmland, and then behind that are various other businesses as well.
Oh, the church sits here and.
Yes, sir. Like
farmland.
Yeah, there's farmland like in directly in front, and then the church kind of sits off to the side, and then behind that are several other businesses in the industrial park.
Okay. No other questions, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Rossman?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11389 because I am due the testimony by the Reverend and also his assistant. I believe that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11389. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for my reasons.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Galloway for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11389 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.